Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday morning, just after 9:35 in the morning. We just spoke with USD 383 school board member Marsha Roselle and assistant superintendent Eric Reed. If you missed any of that, here in a few hours, definitely by this afternoon, you'll be able to go on newsradiokman.com, go to the on-demand tab, and you can listen to what you missed this morning, or really any morning. Now I am here with Riley County GIS and IT Director Kevin Hauser. Kevin, welcome this morning.
Good morning, Brady.
First, I want to give you a little shout out for being able to come in such short notice. We had an opening, and I was like, who do I get on such short notice? And gave you a call. You're able to come in. I know you have a. Do you still have a department meeting?
Yeah, we have a regularly scheduled department head meeting at 10, but I'm good for whatever you need here.
Okay. Well, I was really worried and that maybe you had to postpone it or something like that. I knew your staff probably would have been destroyed.
Oh, they wouldn't postpone for me, I don't think. So we're fine.
Well, a big reason I wanted to have you on, you are probably the expert in the area on a lot of these technical issues. And you know, one thing I wanted to touch on was some cybersecurity things. A little bit of a personal story. A couple of weeks ago, get a call from my sister that my sister's in a bit of a panic. She's at my parents' house in the living room, and my mom is on the phone with some people off a pop-up ad that she clicked on. Apparently, she clicked on a couple months prior, and it was one of those pop-up ads that says there's something wrong with your computer and you need to get a hold of them because they'll fix it. You get this little antivirus thing or whatever, and unfortunately she decided to purchase it, and then they call a couple months later saying, oh, we messed up. Your computer's fine. We want to put a refund in your bank account.
Mm-hmm. Need the account information, right?
So. That's right. And, of course, my sister and I, you know, we've grown up with the internet. We've grown up with all this stuff, so it's being on the lookout for stuff like that, that's second nature to us. But for my folks and probably a lot of people of that generation, they don't really think about those things. And long story short, my mom was able to get to her bank and no money was lost or anything like that. But they did get into her savings account and tried to switch things around. That was the trick, was that they were going to tell her, we'll refund you that money. Do you see it? And when she looked in, instead of $100, it was $2,500 credit. So they're like, oh, well, we messed up. Does it show $100 now? When she was able to get to her bank after my mom, my sister and I finally told her, like, you know, hang up, go to your bank and check things out. They had moved money out of her savings account into her checking account. And that was kind of going to be the whole scheme on that. So, you know, I was thinking for a long time that we needed Kevin in here to maybe go over some of those things and what to look out for.
Well, security is such a huge issue right now in the internet and anybody that basically uses a computer with the recent, not so recent, but Target got breached a couple of years ago, the very recent Equifax breach where I think like 144 million accounts were exposed basically. So there's just so many predators out there basically is what they are. And it's evolved from, frankly, just geeks in the basement type of thing doing these things to see what they could do to organize crime based overseas, et cetera. There's whole companies set up with human resources and help desk departments that basically prey on people. And you're right. Unfortunately, they do prey on the older folks a lot. User education is such a big key to this. We have things in place at the county. We have a good firewall software. We've recently upgraded that. We block certain malicious destinations that you can go to on the internet. But really, it's a constantly evolving game. Every time a block is made, there's someone out there that's devising ways to get around that block. And that's why user education is such a big key. That's one thing we do there at the county. And I'm sure everyone listening in a company does this, or they should be doing this. But try to educate the users on the most current techniques that these people are using to try to break in, do malicious things. Ransomware is such a huge issue here lately. That's one we think about a lot. That's basically where a malicious file is clicked on, and then all the files on your hard drive, or by extension perhaps your network drives, are encrypted, And then you have to pay, basically, these criminals to get your data back or go to your backups.
And that sounds probably most similar to what my mom was experiencing. And, you know, especially for my folks, there's still some of that misunderstanding of getting the idea in that it's not a real company that
right.
you're dealing with. They,
right.
If they say they're going to fix your computer magically mm-hmm. through some sort of ad, they're not. That's not what they do. That's
right,
not
right.
what it's about. It's not a real company. They might have an office, kind of as you said. They probably have an office. They probably have a secretary.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they're legitimate.
Well, it's amazing. The level of sophistication of these people has went up tremendously. There was a time, not very long ago, when the misspellings in the email that was sent to you, the grammar was incorrect. It was fairly easy to tell that it was a malicious actor. But now the sophistication is such that it is really hard to tell. There's plenty of cases out there where they basically lift the digital emblems off of various, you know, legit organizations, do everything they can to make it look legit, and some of them look extremely legitimate. So basically, yeah, security is a huge issue with us, and we pay a lot of attention to it. One of the big things, I mentioned Equifax. Of course, I hear what's on the radio just like everybody else. But that was reported to be because of the lack of putting a patch or a manufacturer-suggested fix in place. The company went for a few months without putting a patch in place, and boom, they got hit. So
was it likely a cost-saving decision?
It could be. I mean, there's just so much to do out there that it's something that you have to really be diligent about, getting these security patches implemented and having a very rigid patch schedule and adhering to that and making sure the patches happen. It could be a cost savings. It could be a technology issue with the person that needed to do it wasn't just aware or made aware or didn't know how. Or it's hard to say, but basically you have to keep updated.
Brady Bowman with Riley County GIS and IT Director Kevin Hauser. Good opportunity for you listeners. If you do have a computer question or any sort of maybe technical question, Kevin's a good guy to ask. 785-537-1350 is the number to call on that. And Kevin, when you're educating your staff on these sort of things, what's some of the three things that you really tell, maybe the easy things to look for?
Sure. Basically, unsolicited emails or unsolicited contact. If someone contacts you and says that they have something that sounds too good to be true, it frankly usually is too good to be true. Like I said, there was a time when you could kind of tell by the misspellings and grammatical errors in the email, etc. That's not so much anymore, but if you see any of that, that's fairly obvious too. But, there's just common sense. Basically, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. If you never ask for it, why would they contact you, basically? There's, just common sense, basically. And, if you have a question, go to your, if you're with a company, go to your IT department, ask the question. We ask our users to, anything that looks suspicious, bring it to us, and we'll take a look at it.
And didn't the county kind of had to be on the lookout for this? Was it earlier this year or last year? There was some worries with that, or like you guys were noticing some of
right.
those,
mm-hmm.
those things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I will say it's a pretty much a constant thing. Basically, it's amazing how many attempts are made to get these malicious emails or penetration attempts, things that are always happening that we're blocking that never even come through and make it to the user. So, but that being said, it's a constant battle to keep this bad stuff out, so some are bound to slip through, and we try to educate and have antivirus and the proper responses to take care of that problem when it does occur.
And keeping your antivirus updated is probably a very easy thing you can
sure,
do to...
Sure. I mean, some of the obvious things you can do, update your antivirus program, think before you click. We partner with some other, some companies out there that give us some good educational stuff we can send out to our users. Kind of letting people know what they should and shouldn't do. Keep up on the news. Think about this Equifax breach. Basically, they got a lot of personal information on a lot of people, so there'll be some very targeted attempts at getting at people because they have that name and information. So it won't be a generic. It may be a targeted email. It looks like it's to you, so your first inclination is to click on it. But, you know, think before you do that. And if it's unsolicited and not something you were expecting, don't just click thoughtlessly.
Think before you click.
Think before maybe. You click.
Yeah. Kind of like the click it or ticket sort of slogan in a way.
Yeah.
And isn't next, I think you were telling me over the phone when we were talking yesterday, next month is
October is National Light Cybersecurity Month, which is, you know, just kind of an acronym, but it's a national or federal attempt to get people aware of cybersecurity and the consequences of bad cybersecurity, what can happen. So we do try to do a little education with that in mind also. So you can go out on the web and Google that, as they say, and learn a little bit more from that website.
And you mentioned watch out for emails. I think it was a pop-up that right. got my mom. And, you know, one thing I told her after everything kind of settled down for a little bit, I was just like, just pretty much 99.999% of the time, pop-ups, ignore them. They freeze up your browser. It's not that your computer's broke. Just close out of the browser, open a new one, start over. Right. Maybe restart your computer if you need to. I did tell her to... after all this happened, to take that computer to an actual computer repair place in town and in Winfield and get that kind of looked at, and she did.
Sure. And there's some good software out there. Malwarebytes would be one. There's several places you can go to. You know, you may have to pay for it if you're a business, but you know, for personal use, some of this is free that will actually go out and look through your hard drive for any kind of malicious type of malware, they call it, and give you a chance to delete it. So there's tools out there that the normal person can get at that they're inexpensive and well worth it.
Because that was definitely my fear when all that was going down. I was like, Mom, yeah, I get, you know, even when you get all this set up with the bank, because right. she had to go in and had to change her bank accounts at her bank just because of the worry of what they might have got into. And even still, I was like, go ahead and get the computer, maybe scrubbed, look at,
right.
because who knows what else they might have put on there during
Absolutely.
This whole thing.
Always a good idea.
All right, let's go ahead and actually go to a break. About 9:47. We'll close things out. We'll talk things about going on in your department.
Sure,
always
absolutely.
Busy there.
Thank you.
More in focus after this.